The government recently published a statute which sets fines for pricing goods and services only in foreign exchange, refusing to accept payments in local currency, and selling goods for a price above the official exchange rate. And participants in the regular forex auctions can also be fined for not using the money for its stated purpose. They are the latest moves to shore up the battered local currency and bolster the economy. Both were already in trouble before COVID-19 lockdowns made things even worse. Analysts say, while some of the measures appear to be reasonable, punishing businesses for pricing goods above the auction rate is being criticized as price control and could cause a spike in inflation and other economic damage. After an effort to de-dollarize the economy largely failed, Zimbabwe introduced a multi-currency system 2 years ago due to economic pressures from liquidity challenges. It also introduced the foreign exchange auction system in a bid to shore up scant reserves needed to pay for essential goods and discourage the black market. The government has lauded the system for stabilizing inflation, even though the central bank says the year-to-year figure inflation for May stood still at 161%. But observers say the system has failed to kill the black market, where the US dollar is fetching between 115 to 130 Zimbabwe dollars compared with 82 at the official rate. Businesses tended to encourage consumers to buy goods with the US dollar using the parallel market rate. Now with the new measure, the government appears to be saying no more discount for customers paying in foreign currency. A SNAP survey around Bulawayo revealed that prices shot up by over 30% just a day after the announcement. A bottle of cooking oil, which was selling for US$3.80, is now going for around $5. Economic analyst Oswald Bina says although the new rules may be well-intended and meant to shift the pricing regime away from the parallel market, there are challenges.
The unintended consequences are that, one, a wholesome rejection of dual pricing in the economy, predominantly driven by the uncertainties presented by the use of the local currency. So you'd find that players may incline more to using local currency, but at exorbitant markup to safeguard themselves from the uncertainties around the use of the local currency.
Analysts believe that the parallel market will be strengthened rather than shaken by the recent moves, forcing consumers to buying basics rather than paying more with their hard-earned foreign exchange in the formal market. Reporting for VOA, this is Adi Gondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.